Every day, ships from Asia arrive at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Located next to each other, these two ports on the West Coast are the busiest container ports in the United States, and Japan is the second biggest trading partner of the two ports combined.
Japan really helped build international trade 20-30 years ago, and really is responsible for some of the growth here at the Port of Los Angeles.
Spokesman Philip Sanfield says Japan makes up 15% of the overall trade at the Port of Los Angeles. The largest imports from Japan are auto parts and cars. Nissans come through the Port of Los Angeles. Long Beach is one of the entry ports for Toyotas. Port of Long Beach spokesman Art Wong.
I've heard that Toyota is beginning to slow down their shipment of cars here, or even maybe even to stop having as many ships come here. So their plants have been shut down pretty much since the quake, and they've started up production again, but certainly not at the same levels.
The same seems to be true for auto parts.
All of the auto dealers here that rely on parts are telling us that there has been a slowdown.
It is not just incoming cargo from Japan that is slowing down. Some outgoing shipments from the United States have also been disrupted.
It's caused a lot of obvious disruption on both sides of the water here. And when it comes to agriculture, and refrigerated agriculture in particular here, it has been a real troublesome time.
Joe LeBoux developed the Japanese export market for LeBoux citrus more than 30 years ago. He says normally 40% of his exports of oranges are sorted, packed, and shipped to Japan. Since the earthquake, he's seen a 10 to 15% drop.
But those sales are gone, and it's $250,000 worth of exportable sales that we won't see.
LeBoux says the loss comes from a string of problems that started with cancellations in the first week after the earthquake. Then there was the crisis at the Fukushima nuclear plant.
Some of the boats in the very beginning started diverting to other ports in Japan. Some of the boats avoided Japan altogether.
Once the oranges got to Japan, there were problems with transportation and having enough electricity to refrigerate them. LeBoux says the Japanese are also not buying as many oranges from California because of the cost.
Imported goods are still a luxury, and how much they'll continue having problems, we don't know. But we're hoping by the fall that things are better.
That hope is shared by officials at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Port officials say the number of exports from the U.S. may increase in the form of lumber and equipment to help Japan rebuild after the earthquake.
So it's not clear that overall we'll actually have less trade with them this year. There may be this slowdown, and it'll pick up and maybe accelerate, and we may have as much or more trade later in the year.
Port officials say it will be weeks, if not months, before they will know exactly how the earthquake in Japan has affected imports and exports, and it may be much longer than that before trade with Japan is back to the same level as it was before. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.